Musil leans in, moves into the line. Now the pitch, struck her out. Liam Musil sets down Fulton on strikes, and Brookside has won the district championship. Coach Ken Collins and the Brookside Lady Cardinals punching their ticket to regionals. As Cardinal Nation can smile proudly this evening, shutting out the Northwestern Lady Huskies by a final score of 3-0.
Joining us now is Brookside softball coach Ken Collins, fresh off a district championship win over the Northwestern Lady Huskies out of West Salem. And it was quite the game on WEOL on Thursday afternoon. And again, we welcome in Coach Collins. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you. And let's go right to that win on Thursday, Coach. I mean, first district title for the program since 1982. So quite the accomplishment there. What are the emotions right after a win like that on the field, celebrating with your team, friends, family, all that?
A lot of pride, you know, being able to carry this back for Brookside and for Sheffield and Sheffield Lake. Yeah, a lot of pride and very proud of the girls hanging in there, just keep battling, and finally was able to punch through in that seventh inning. So I have a lot of pride and very excited, and, you know, just took a lot of work, 5 years of just keep working up our way up the mountain, and finally able to get to the top and got to keep going.
Was this part of the preseason conversations heading into this year? Was a district title something that your girls talked about in a realistic aspect?
Yes, absolutely, because in 2019, we got to our first district semifinals in quite a while. We played in Avon Lake, and we got there, and just the game was too big for the team. We kind of faltered to Independence that day, and I told them after the game that we'd be back. And then 2 years later, I told them beginning of the season that our goal is to get to the district finals game, and see what, and then once we got there, see how things go. And obviously, we were able to get there. We accomplished that, and we were able to win the game. So we were very, very excited as when they got that third out yesterday.
Yeah, the stage certainly did not look too big for you guys on Thursday in that win over Northwestern. And a big part of that was Leah Musil. I mean, my goodness, Coach, dominant all week. I believe if my University of Akron math serves me correctly, 23 strikeouts for her in that district round in the first game against Wellington, and then a couple in that game against Northwestern. So how crucial is that kind of performance on the mound when she can string together back-to-back just dominant outings like that?
It calms everybody down. It keeps everyone, you know, focused. If she's not panicked, we don't panic. We know that eventually that we're going to be able to get her some runs. And just the way she moves the ball, her approach, she doesn't get flustered. When they had that runner on third early in the game, she didn't panic. She just continued to work her magic, and we were just, you know, eventually she was able to get the third out. So she just keeps us together.
Brookside softball coach Ken Collins is our guest here as they are moving on to regionals after clinching their first district title since 1982. Coach, going into that seventh inning against Northwestern, goose eggs on the scoreboard for both sides. It was a pitcher's duel without question. Audrey Franks, what was going well for Northwestern. Did you tell your girls anything special, anything different going into that top of the seventh?
No, I just told them to keep maintaining our focus and keep trying to punch one through. I mean, we were hitting the ball. We just kept hitting it to the fielders. And I thought eventually if we can get one through, get a runner on, then we can try and get that person to score. And I think just maintaining our focus and staying calm and not panicking, because, you know, just a couple weeks earlier we had a similar game with Wellington that we ended up losing in the bottom of the seventh 1-0. It felt the same thing. Both teams were hitting the ball hard, but the defenses were backing up the pitching. And so once Lindsay got that hit in the seventh and was able to get to second base, I thought, okay, if we can get her home, at least give us one run lead in going in the bottom of the seventh, and we can still continue this game. But yeah, we just maintained our focus and just didn't panic and just kept level headed and just kept pushing, and hopefully try and push something through.
Well, you've used the term push a lot, and that seems like it really embodied your team's attitude in that district round, going all the way back to that Tuesday win over Wellington. My goodness, Coach, you guys were extremely aggressive on the base paths, you know, laying down some slap hits, some bunts, you know, stealing early and often. Was that, you know, something you guys had talked about going into this district round? Hey, we want to put our heads down. We want to be aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. When we played Wycliffe a couple weeks ago, for sectionals, in the finals, we kind of converted our game from just power hitting into some small ball and really being aggressive at the plate with bunting and being aggressive on the bases. And when we say push, we just mean we keep pushing on the door. Eventually, it's going to open. So our goal is to get the defense back on their heels, get the pitcher out of their comfort zone, and try and make them to make a mistake or just go ahead and try and get one through. And we really kind of converted our game after the Wickliffe, during the Wickliffe game. We've kind of converted our approach and just have kind of gone with this, and it's worked so far, and we can hope to continue it in the regionals.
Yeah, job well done for sure. I was really blown away calling both of those games on Tuesday and Thursday. I mean, really just putting a lot of pressure on that opposing defense. And on Thursday especially, I thought Northwestern had done well to make a number of defensive plays, but eventually they crack a bit in that seventh. You guys find a couple of holes in that defense and push enough runs across to get the win. So congratulations again, Coach, on that win over Northwestern on Thursday. So moving on to regionals, is getting to this point reassuring to you at all in the sense that you know that you're coaching in the way that you try and develop these girls, it's working?
Yeah, I think so. I think these are games that we were in both of all the games we've been in and been battling. If you look at our schedule, the games we lost, we haven't really gotten blown off the field, and it's just been we've been able to hang there, and just we know the offense is going to come. Leah keeps us in the game from the score perspective. The offense comes around, and it may not just be the 1-4 hitters we have with some of the girls at the bottom of the lineup. They come up with big hits too, and I think it's just a matter of we know we belong, and now it's just a matter of continuing to drive forward.
Your two seniors, Coach, Ashley Aliff and Sarah Torres, they have their 2020 seasons wiped away, their junior year campaigns, and I feel terrible for the seniors from a year ago. But Aliff and Torres, seniors now this year, how have they sort of tackled this season after having to miss an entire year? Are they still embracing that leadership role?
Yeah, absolutely. They've both been great leaders. They came in as freshmen, and their freshman year we went 2-19. And I keep coming back to that, and I talked to them about that. Remember, we went 2-19, and now look where we're at.
Wow.
And they just kept driving forward. And you know, Ashley's been playing multiple positions on the field. Sarah kind of likes being out in center field. We tried her on the infield. She told me no. Center field is her spot, so that's where we'll keep her. And Ashley's been a big bat in that five hole, because if they try to pitch around Nader and Clark, Ashley comes up and makes them pay for it. And then with Torres being at the bottom of the lineup, she gets on base, and then Leah comes up at the top of the sheet, and Torres is just as fast as anyone on the team. So it all kind of melds together perfectly.
Look at the lineup construction from Coach Collins here, huh? Well done there. Love it. Tell me about Savannah Dixon, your freshman over there at third base, your only freshman in this starting lineup. Talk to me about what she's done this year.
Oh, she's been great. You know, we've been watching her come up for a couple of years, waiting for her to get to the freshman level. She's a good travel ball player. She's quiet, and which is funny because of how quiet she is. But she does a lot of talking with her bat. You know, we flipped her and Haley Trowbridge with the thought being Savannah drives a lot of her hits out to that gap in center and right field, and Haley's got the speed. If Haley's ahead of her, that Savannah can drive her around. And I was just joking with Savannah the other day because she doesn't talk a whole lot. She's very, very quiet. And I made a joke to Leah on the bench, and Savannah came by and made a follow-up crack, and I just couldn't believe that Savannah, who's starting to come out of her shell a little bit, really has been a joy to have. And then even moving her from the start of the season, she's in the outfield down to third base, which you know is one of the toughest positions in high school softball because you got to be up on that home plate. And she just, no fear, and just goes right at it, and it has been locking it down over there.
Well, she made the final out of the game in the win over Wellington on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was a line shot right back at her. She stuck the glove up, made the catch, and yeah, that's impressive for a freshman not to get blinded by the bright lights of the stage or anything. So, yeah, I've been very impressed by her. Speaking of something that's, well, I guess not quiet here, Coach, that's your fans. The Brookside Faithful, I thought, were very loud and proud both on Tuesday and Thursday, the games that I were at. How nice is that to have them in the stands, again, after missing all of 2020, no season at all? You saw some sports have to go on without fans earlier, but now here in softball and baseball season, you can have fans. How nice is that to have?
Oh, it's been great. They help. They give us the energy. They help keep us going. They travel well. I think they were kind of, you know, everyone has been supportive of us. Even when we got back to the school, there are people at the school waiting for us. I mean, with the police department escorting us in, I think this is just a community effort, and everyone knows what we're trying to do here, and they come out to support us, and they get a little crazy over there, but they do enjoy their high school softball. So we want to make sure we deliver a good product to them too.
Well, hey, this is my first year of exposure to Lorain County softball, and I'll tell you what, Coach, the Brookside Lady Cardinals program has certainly impressed me so far. So you guys have a very fun program, great fan base over there, so excited to see where this run goes. Up next on that run is Youngstown Ursuline. They've scored at least 10 runs, at least from my research, scored at least 10 runs in each of their tournament games here so far. So it looks like a high-powered offense over there. I haven't done my full scouting report for them or anything yet, but what's your early evaluation of them?
Yeah, I started to look at them last night when I got home, started looking at their stats and their tournament games. My hope is that with Leah coming in that she can offset some of that offense, mm-hmm. and then our offense can kind of match. That you can do the same thing we've been doing the past couple of games, keep the score low and give us an opportunity late in the game to try and punch one through.
All righty. Well, Brookside taking on Youngstown Ursuline. That game will be Wednesday afternoon right here on WEOL. I myself, Rocco Nucci, will have the call on that one. But, Coach Collins, thank you so much for joining us here. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck down there at Regionals.
Thank you. Appreciate it.